Father God, we come to you to worship you, to give you the glory, to give you the praise that you so richly deserve. I know that your Holy Spirit is here now. Be with me as I share your words. Use me, Father, to spread your message and your Spirit to soften the hearts of those that are here. May the word touch their lives and enrich their lives. We ask this in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Well, with Pastor Rich being gone, they skimmed the barrel and they found me to come up here once again. And he wanted me to do a little conversation about hope. Hope. What is hope and what does it mean? But before we get started, I kind of wanted to do what Rich kind of does and throw a bunch of pictures of my kids up. No, won't do that either. But he does, sometimes he puts some interesting little tidbits of information up there. And I went surfing and looking through the web, and I wanted to find what were the most extravagant gifts of 2014. So for those of you that have a lot of extra money and a lot of extra time, maybe these were some of the gifts that you were looking for under your tree. So the first one, no, that's not the first one. Where'd it go? There it is. A rose dipped in 24-karat gold. For the rose that never dies, it says in the ad. It costs anywhere from $64.50 for one rose to $644 for a dozen roses. Did anyone get that for Christmas? You can get one of these handcrafted greeting cards. It takes about 4 weeks to make, they said. Where is that, Chris? There it is. These range anywhere from $350 to $500. That is not a Hallmark card. Now, are the McGaffeys here, or are they still out of town? Well, I was thinking we can all pitch in for this next one for Kirsten and Mark. They're a young couple that just had a baby girl. You can buy online this diamond-covered pacifier. Going for only $17,000. Now, for you adventurous types, I thought of Joel Robinson when I saw this, only because he likes to exercise and he likes to be out there working hard, and he wants to show off what he's got. Well, this would be one way to show your bling, a gold-plated mountain bike. Every piece of that, except for the tires, is gold-plated, they said. $495,000, and this can be yours. Did anyone hope to get any of these gifts under their tree? I don't imagine so. So hope. Hope is an interesting word. You're kind of, I was really struggling because I thought I knew what hope meant. And I think there's many definitions of hope. And we're going to kind of look at that. But before we get started, I wanted to go to the dictionary. I wanted to see what was hope. And according to the dictionary, a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Grounds for believing that something good may happen. A feeling of expectation and desire for certain things to happen. Well, I can tell you, in my household this last Thursday morning, there was a great expectation of certain things to happen. There was a desire of many toys and games and puzzles and dolls and candy that was needed or wanted at our household. Is that right, kids? Yes? It's nice having my kids here because I can actually keep an eye on them. It's for you. But toys and games and dolls, and I guess in a way their hope was fulfilled because they did get a lot of that. They did get their immediate gratification of getting what they wanted. And I can probably imagine that maybe there were some adults out there that they had some hope that they were getting something under the tree. Maybe there was somebody out there that wanted to get that Xbox 360 under their tree, only to find out that the hackers had hacked in and you weren't able to play it on Christmas Day. Or maybe you hope that you can save enough money to buy those new Nike shoes that people wait in line for a ridiculously long time. Or maybe you're saving and hoping that you can go on another vacation to your favorite spot. You fill in the blank. I know my kids would yell out Disneyland or Hawaii. Yeah, see, he's not in Hawaii. Or maybe we could hope that if you're a new parent, you can get that diamond-covered pacifier. But this got me thinking, are we looking at hope in the wrong way? I think we tend to put our hope into so many worldly things. But can you blame us? We live in an environment where we're constantly bombarded by people and advertisers and marketing people that they know that we want to put our hope into those things. In every form of media, from your cell phones to your televisions to radio to print, as you're driving down the road, the signs in the store windows or the billboards, they're all targeted on something, a desire that you deserve something, that you want, I need to have that. You're entitled to that. So all of a sudden, that need and that entitlement turns into, oh, I hope I get that. I hope that I can get that thing just for me. It's a hope. You're putting yourself that something good's going to happen to you, that something good is going to be your reward, that I will get that. Well, but there's other ways that we use hope. There's other ways that we can look at hope. Maybe in our own situations of life. I hope that I get this new job at work. I've worked hard. I deserve this promotion. I deserve this new position that they've created. Right? How about, I hope I do well in school. I've studied. I've done a really good job. I hope I do well. Or how about, I hope I'm a good enough spouse in this relationship. Am I answering all of her needs or his needs? Am I encouraging? Am I doing what's right for her? I hope so. I hope that's what I'm doing. Or I hope I'm a good enough father to my children. I want them to grow up to be good, responsible young adults in the world. Am I being a good enough dad for you guys? Okay, if you're taking that long to answer, then there's probably some sort of issue. And one is covering his face completely. That's good. So hope. There's still a trend, though. It's something that I deserve. Something I hope that there's some sort of return in it for me. I hope that there's some kind of action that I get something back. I hope that all of those things happen, and in the return, I get something out of it. There's another facet of hope. What about those that have lost their hope? What if those that are hopeless? I hope I can quit this addiction. You fill in the blank. I hope I can get out of this abusive relationship. I hope I can find a job. Or how about, I hope I can get food for my family just for today. I hope I don't get evicted today because I can't pay my rent. I hope I can beat this illness. So hope has so many different facets when you look at it from the worldly perspective. It's about, how can I beat this? How can I win this? How can I gain this? These people have lost their hope, and they're unsure that they no longer believe that something good could happen. Hope. The feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, grounds for believing that something good may happen. Such a simple and yet powerful word with so many ways to use it. I've been praying a long time now about when Rich approached me on this. He said, Greg, I'm going to be gone. I want you to step up and I want you to do a sermon on hope. Okay. Oh, by the way, it's going to be a family service and there's going to be lots of kids in there, so try to make it user family friendly. Okay. And I struggled with it. And I've been praying to God, and I've been asking him, saying, God, please show me something. Give me some sort of direction on which way I should go on this, because there's a lot of ways that you can go with hope. And one day, after praying, I was driving to work, and I listened to a lot of radio shows, talk shows. I listened to sports or KGO or any other talk show. If it's a commercial, I'll change it and find something new to listen to. And a lot of times during the holidays, you have your regular hosts are on vacation, so they have these guest hosts that come in, and they have their own topics and their own agendas that they want to play. And so on my way to work one day, there was a guest host on one of the radio stations, and he was talking about a video that was on YouTube. And I thought, oh, this sounds interesting. I listened to it, and I said, this is really intriguing. So I went home and I watched it and I said, wow, this could have some good possibilities to be used. I did a little bit more research because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't promoting something that was false. And I still don't know 100% sure if this is true or false. But let me give you a little background. This young man who is known for his YouTube channel for playing tricks and pranks on people and filming them and then putting them up there so people could laugh at other people's expense. And I truly believe that he felt that he thought he was going to do a prank and he was going to do something, but then I think it backfired on him. I know nothing about this young man who did the filming. I don't know what he believes or what he endorses to believe. But I do know that he used something that I think can be an example of hope. And in a minute, we're going to play the video. And then the band's going to come up, and we're going to sing a little bit more, and we're going to worship a little bit more, and then I'm going to come back up. But I want you to think about this. This young man, he took, by the way, after he posted this video only 2 weeks ago, it already has over 24 million hits. So he's impacting people's lives. If it was a prank, I'm not sure. It can still be pretty impactful. But he took $100 and he said, I'm going to go give this $100 to one of those guys that stands out on the street who's asking for money. And I think really his intention was, let's see what he does. Let's prove these guys wrong. Let's show, hey, these guys take the money and they go do stuff with it that's not normal. But what you're going to see in the video is something that is really not expected by him or by anyone else. After the video, like I said, the band's going to come up and we're going to worship a little bit more and then I'm going to talk again. But I want you to think about, what is your hope? What are you hoping for? What are you hoping, putting your hope into? Chris, let's go to the video.
Do you ever wonder how they spent it? Today I'm going to give a homeless guy $100 and I'm going to follow him and see how he spent it. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
I'm Josh.
I'm Thomas.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I just tried to make enough to give you something to eat.
I just want to, like, give back to people.
Yeah.
Not going to be that much, but...
Hey, anything's appreciated.
Oh, goodness. It's just $100 here.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, just keep it. It's your money now.
Oh, that's...
Just want, you know...
No, really, are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead, it's yours.
Starting to tear up.
No,
over
it's
that.
Okay.
Man, that's like incredible.
It's okay. It's all right.
Can I?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
I've never had this in my life.
Nice meeting you. I hope you can, have a good use of all that money.
It will be, sir.
Okay, great. See ya. Just keep filming. Just make sure he doesn't see you. Alright, he just came out. What'd he get? Alright, let's go across the street. Let's go. Go follow him. Giving them food. I'm gonna talk to him.
You want some potato chips?
Okay, those are too hot for her.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Hey, actually, come here. I need to talk to you.
Thank you.
I was following you the entire time.
Oh yeah.
After I give you the money, we were There's a camera. My camera is right there. You see the camera?
Oh, yeah.
Do you even know them? Like,
no.
I feel like I owe you apologies, because I you went to a liquor store, right, earlier?
Oh, you thought I was going to get all smacked up drunk, huh?
I thought you were going to buy, like, alcohol or something.
Yeah, but there's things money can't buy, and my own, I get a happiness out of what I'm doing. No.
Here.
I'm fine.
No, you just touched my heart. You know, this is not $100.
No, this is... What,
I want you to keep it.
I'm stunned.
I'm stunned by...
I don't know what to say. Usually I'm pretty talkative.
How you end up to, you know, like, where you're at right now?
Basically, I was living with my parents, and my stepdad had cancer, and they were getting hospice, but it didn't cover... The insurance only pays so much. I quit working because I had to be available. And so he passed away, and then 2 weeks later, my mother passed away from kidney failure. The building they're in is being sold, the condo, and I all of a sudden found myself homeless. That's been like 4 months now. And there's a lot of people that are just victim of circumstance, and they didn't go homeless because they're late, you know what I mean?
Lazy or like drug addiction.
It could be a divorce, and one thing leads to another. The man sells his boat, his home, everything, and all of a sudden he finds out he's got no money. And he's, you know, there's a lot of good people that are homeless. If you're doing good, you somehow be on a scene and you meet, bump into good people. That's all there is to it. You're on a different path somehow in life. I can't explain it. Good seeing you again.
Can't believe that. Just happened. Wow.
So, I think he got a different result than what he wanted. I think that there was something that was very moving in that this man had gone through so much, that he had lost so much. But yet when given an opportunity, he took his blessing and continued it on to others. And I found, while I was in my studies and working on this, I found a verse in Romans 5, in the second half of verse 2 through 5, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in the hope of glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Rejoice in our sufferings. Did he look happy? No. Did he look like he had all the answers figured out? No. But rejoice in his sufferings because it produces perseverance. Perseverance, the ability to continue on, the ability to move forward, the ability to go from one situation to the other. Was he moving on? Did he have that perseverance? Was he able to say, you know what, this is okay. I'm going to get through this. Life does happen. From perseverance builds character. I think that man had a strong sense of character. He took the money that he had, he went to a liquor store, and he bought food. It looked like bread, things that would give sustenance to the other people that were in the park. If you notice, on the second family, there was actually children there. He wasn't doing it for himself, he was doing it because he knows that there were other people out there that are homeless. He had a sense of character, a sense of what was right, what was wrong. He knew that he needed to take care of others. He was blessed, and so he was going to take that blessing and move it forward. And out of character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us. I would dare say that he has a sense of hope, that things will get better for him. We don't know what his beliefs are. We don't know if he does follow Jesus. But I have a strong suspicion that there is a sense of hope in that man that can really, he can see that there is something better in his life beyond what he is in right now. Hope. Grounds for believing that something good may happen. grounds for believing that something good may happen. So does that mean that there's a potential that it may not happen? If we look at the worldly definition of hope, something may happen. May happen. To me, that's a door of opportunity that something may not happen. If you're a follower of Christ, you then have a different hope, different view of hope. It's celebrating the birth of the baby boy that grows to be the man that dies on the cross, that defeats death and ascends into heaven. Jesus Christ is our hope. He is our fulfillment in all of God's promises. I really was trying to figure out the best way that I can express this to you. And I found one website where it was neatly stated, and I would like to just read this to you. It's a little lengthy, but we know now that Jesus grew up to give his life as a ransom for our sins, to bring us forgiveness, to be a light to the Gentiles, to defeat the devil, and to defeat death itself in his death and resurrection. We can see how Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises. We can see much more than the Jews could 2,000 years ago. But we still do not see everything there is. We do not see every promise fulfilled. We do not yet see Satan chained where he can deceive the nations no more. We do not see all nations knowing God. We do not yet see the end of crying and tears and death and dying. We still long for the final answer, but in Jesus, we have hope and assurance. We have a promise guaranteed by God, ratified by His Son, sealed by the Holy Spirit. We believe that everything else will come true, that Christ will complete the work He has begun. Our hope is beginning to bear fruit, and we can be confident that all the promises will be fulfilled, not necessarily in the way that we might expect it, but in the way that God has planned it. He will do it as promised through His Son, Jesus Christ. We may not see it now, but God has already acted, and God is working even now behind the scenes to bring about His will. And just as in the baby Jesus we had hope and promise of salvation, so in the risen Jesus we now have hope and promise of the completion. That is true of the growth of the kingdom of God. It is true in the work of the church. And it is true in each of our lives. It is true in each of your lives. That hope is fulfilled. Yeah. Hope isn't about what may happen. It's about what has happened and is still to come. It's about the promise that was given from God and fulfilled through Jesus. Now, some may struggle with this. There are those that have lost their hope, that they truly desire something physical and tangible in order for their hope to be restored. However, I want to read from Romans 8, 24, 25. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. During Bethlehem, I had the opportunity of being one of the speakers on the last night, and I got to share a little bit of my testimony. And it's very rigid, they give you only a couple minutes to be up there. So you got to have it, got to be up there and out of there, but you have to be impactful. And Jonathan Fung, who I don't know if you're here, no, I don't think he is, but Jonathan was in charge of that. And he asked me to be a speaker, and he said, Greg, you have a great testimony. In the last 9 years, I've lost both of my parents, both quite unexpectedly, without the ability to say goodbye or to have some sort of closure. In the last 4 years, I was out of work for over a year and a half. Uncertainty and worry about the job, being able to provide for my family. And then in the last few months, I've been diagnosed with some pretty serious health issues. Most of you know that. It's pretty scary when you don't have answers and there's things that you don't know what's going on. And in my testimony, I said one of the main points in all of that is in all of the chaos and all of the worry and all of the strife, the center point and my hope was in Christ Jesus. Because I knew that if I hung on to that, Everything else wouldn't matter. When I lost my parents, was there grieving and sorrow and sadness? You betcha. When I was out of work, was there worry and stress about, hey, how are we going to pay these bills? You betcha. When I was in the hospital and they were trying to figure out what was wrong with me and poking me and examining me and putting me through x-rays and MRIs, was there worry? Yeah. And I can proudly say that I believe with my wife and myself that we knew that God was in the center of it. A sense of peace. Well, that didn't just come by chance. There was a hope. There was the fulfillment of what was already done beforehand that gives me that hope to know that Christ is involved. And that there's so much more beyond all of these physical, worldly things that we want to hope for. That same website had this one last paragraph, and it says, just as there is tremendous hope in the baby Jesus, there is tremendous hope in the baby Christian. No matter how long you've been a Christian, there is tremendous hope for you. Because God has invested in you, and he will not abandon the work he has begun. Jesus is evidence that God always keeps his promises. At the beginning, I said hope was, you know, certain things, expectation for certain desires that and then may happen. I like to kind of change that definition. I think we should all send the Webster's people or whoever and say, a feeling of expectation and desire for certain things to happen. Grounds for believing that something good has happened and will continue to happen just for you. If you don't know this hope, if you're here today and you've never experienced this hope, and maybe you'd like to learn a little bit more about that hope, the fulfillment, it'd be my honor and privilege to pray for you, to pray with you as you accept Jesus into your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've accepted Christ, you already know this. And I know it's tough. I'm not saying it's easy. I know that there are times when we go through life and in the midst of the chaos, we may not see that hope. And just as that man may not see hope, he's in the midst of a whirlwind of chaos where life just has not treated him fairly. But life is life. God is bigger than life. Because after this life, we get to go be with God. And that's the hope that we live on. Live on and in. And that is what we believe. That is our hope. And so if you'd like to pray for that hope, if you'd like to accept Jesus today in your heart, I'd be honored to do that for you or with you in the back corner after the service. But can you join me in a word of prayer, please? God, you completed the transaction with the sacrifice of your Son. We are just so grateful that we have this hope, that we have this knowledge to know that there is so much more than the worldly concepts of what we are bombarded with every day, that we are deserving or entitled or that we have the right to hope for things that are just out there, when in reality we have the hope already given as promised by you and fulfilled through your Son. Father God, I pray that if there is someone here that doesn't have that hope, and maybe they're going through a struggle, and they're feeling hopeless, that there is no way out, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And they want to learn more about that hope, Father God, I pray right now for that person, that they will sense your presence, that they will sense your love, and they'll open their heart and be accepting of that love. Thank you, Father, for your gift of your Son. Christmas was a few days ago, but we continue to celebrate that man who eventually goes and dies on the cross for us. Thank you, Father, for this day. May you continue to bless this worship. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.